ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground with Kevin Ward and Brian Sullivan.
Here it is.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
And
fired
here,
up.
And listen, and here I am, having sat through the very cold weather of Kansas City, and it was Friday, and I believe it was maybe at about 3:15, and you know, I'm feeling a little edgy, you know? It's been a long week, working hard. I'm looking for a beer. And what do I do is I text you and I say, hey, meet me at the Red Door Grill. We're going to have a nice recap of the week. And what do you tell me?
I'm in Turks, bud.
You're where?
Turks and Caicos.
Oh, the Turks and the Caicos at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's been a rough couple weeks.
That's unbelievable. And you were very casual about it, right? I mean, it was like you almost told me you were at Walmart.
Well, I was worried about it. I didn't want to miss the show. I tried to miss it. Flight got canceled last night, so came in hot.
Oh, did it really? That's 2 weeks in a row.
Turtle and I came in hot this morning again, so pretty good.
Yeah, last week it was the Phoenix Open. You came in with 5 minutes to go in the program, right?
I came in with like 5 hours to spare today. I mean, I got up for Scovern. I got up at 3:30 in the morning just for Scovern.
I mean, are these all fancy private jets or what? What is this?
No, clearly not. So
wow,
part of it, but
all right. And so you were with some highbrow company down there at the Turks. Maybe you want to explain that to me. While I was shopping at Walmart, and drinking beer.
Gary Woodland decided to take him and a couple of my college teammates on a trip, and we go about once a year. So we had a good time. Went down there, played a little golf. I shot. When we have Gary on the show, he's going to talk about my round. I think I shot 32.
What?
46.
Nice. Nice. What, you start drinking at halftime or what?
We did, yeah. But amazing place to go, vacation, great golf course down there. So I'm sure Joe's been down there. We'll talk to him here in a second.
Yeah.
But it was a great, great trip, fun, very relaxing, a little more relaxing than... the Phoenix Open.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it. I know you've been working hard, you know, going from the Phoenix Open to the Turks. And
yeah,
so,
it's been rough.
Well, this is why we brought another guy who's used to traveling on the program today. Except the difference between you and him.
He's actually working.
He actually works, right? He's not sitting there with a Corona and lady, you know, right? Turtle, your beautiful girl on the shoulder. He's out there hustling, baby, because that's what caddies do, right?
They do.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground on ESPN Radio, 94.5 on the FM dial, 1510 AM. And of course, if you're bored in your office, you don't want to work anymore. It's late in the day. It's 3:30. You go to www.1510.com and stream it. And don't forget to go iTunes, and we got it all right there in case you missed the interview. We got a good one today, Wardo.
I'm fired up.
Speaking of the working folks, right? The commoners, the common man. We got Joe Scovern. He's not that common, though, right? Because he happens to carry the bag of a very good golfer. In fact, I will say is my favorite golfer on tour, Ricky Fowler's caddy, great friend. And so, Joe, it's an honor to have you on the program today. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so maybe I'll let you take this, Wardo. Maybe tell me how you two met, because I know you run in those highbrow circles.
Yeah, I think Joe and I think we met, when we meet in 05 or 06, playing U.S. Pro Tour, and maybe it might have been 07, and it was a tour that Trump started back in the day, and Joe and I both banged it around on the mini tours for a while, had some good events, but, you know, just kind of developed a fun relationship, and then reconnected years later, obviously, and... But I wouldn't trade those days for anything. So
yeah,
a lot of great relationships made out there. Some of the guys out there on that tour made it. Some of us didn't. And I think Joe's definitely made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in a different way.
A different way.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, it's awesome having you.
So Joe, congrats on the recent win. Thanks for the time. We really appreciate you coming on. I know you're busy, but... For now, before we get into the Ricky recent win last week, give the casual golf fan a little bit inside of what you've been doing, what life is like on tour as a caddy, good, bad, or indifferent, and just kind of walk us through what your life's like.
Yeah, well, I've been out there on the PGA Tour this is the 10th year now. I caddied a little bit on the LPGA and a little bit on the Nationwide just for friends here and there before that, but been with Ricky since he turned pro. So it's been a pretty good ride for me. Can't have a lot of complaints along the way working for him the whole time. So, yeah, I mean, we travel a lot, city to city. Used to do 30 to 35 weeks a year. Now we're down to about 23 to 25 weeks a year, depending on the year. You know, you get to see all the best golf courses in the world. You you know, spend a lot of time in hotels and Airbnbs, VRBOs, a lot of time in airplanes, ton of time on the golf course. And, I mean, I guess that pretty much sums it up, keeping it simple.
It's a dream life for me.
That right is the dream life. Especially when you're caddying for the most handsome guy on the PGA Tour. So he's got plenty of scenery to look at.
Well, you know, some say our buddy Jordan Wilson looks a lot like Ricky, right? So, yeah. So Joe, in fact, I was with a friend of mine last night. He had us over the house, the Sullivan family over the house. He's making a nice $5 chicken meal. He was very excited about how cheap he got it at Costco. And he said, the last time I played with a group of guys, this 150-year-old guy comes up to me and says, you know what? You look like a fat Ricky Fowler. I said, did you deck him? He said, no. So, you know, Ricky, no doubt is a great guy. He's got a great reputation. In fact, my father lives down in Jupiter, Florida, and you know, Ricky's tentacles go everywhere, and he's got such a great reputation of treating people really well. And I know you've had a hell of a relationship with him. He's been a friend of yours. What's it like having a buddy? I mean, a real buddy. On the bag, and does the relationship change when you hit the first tee box from maybe you know, during the week when you're just being good old boys?
Yeah, I mean, with Ricky and I, we had a big age separation, even though I've known him since he was 4 or 5 years old. We grew up in the same town, but I'm 8 years older, so we never really hung out a ton other than the golf course. But we had a great relationship and we're close. It was more kind of like a little brother kind of a thing.
Yep.
And then as we developed into the caddy relationship, you know, we added a professional side to it. And, I think we've done a very good job of balancing the professional side and the personal side. We spend a bit of time off the golf course together, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
He lives in Jupiter. I live in Scottsdale. We kind of try to keep it that way so that it's fresh because you're spending so much time with the person all the time. He probably gets tired of listening to me say the same thing over and over and needs a little break from me. And, but it's special that it's not just a guy you're working for. You know, you actually care about the person and you care about, you know, not just his golf, but him, his personal life and his well-being. And I feel like he does the same. Families are close. My mom, little backstory, my mom ran the Junior Golf Association that he grew up in, Brendan Steele grew up in, Don Malinger, a few guys.
Wow.
So, you know, my mom calls Ricky her baby boy, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's a very tight relationship there. His parents, my parents, and, you know, it's a real family bond. It's been really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw Steely the other day at the Princess. I didn't get a chance to go over and say hi to him, but tell him Wardo says hi when you see him. I haven't talked to him in years.
I'll tell him. I'm sure he'll have a big smile on his face when he hears your name.
We'll have to get him on the show at some point. Tell some Scavi stories. So
it seems like all your buddies are Whisper Rock guys, right? What's it like, a little posse out there? I think, by the way, Joe, I think every guy who's come on this program has been a Whisper Rock influence. So, I mean,
I think Wardo, from what I heard the other day, I heard Wardo's running out of rounds. They might put a fan on him. You know, he gets too many guests around.
I know. I don't like the sound
up there the next time he tries to come up.
Exactly. I don't like the sound of that at all. So walk the kind of the casual, you know, people just think that caddies, the casual golfer, a golf fan thinks caddies just carry the bag. Talk a little bit more through what you're doing to plot out rounds on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday leading in, and then kind of what you're doing mid round to kind of be an integral part of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think all of us have a little bit different responsibility depending on the player we work for. You know, some guys, it's as simple as carrying the bag and giving numbers. Some guys they're reading every putt and they're involved in every club decision. And then there's a lot in between. My responsibilities, we do a lot, you know, showing up on Monday usually, especially the first couple of years you're out there. You get out there Monday, you walk the course. You know, the yardage books are great. Mark Long does an awesome job, so you've already got a head start there. But you're trying to learn the golf course, look for leaves, get any extra numbers you need, layup numbers or anything of that sort. And then as the years go on, you're kind of just checking up on golf courses when you go walk them, making sure nothing's changed, check the book, you know, transfer notes. Maybe your book's a couple years old and you want to update the book. When I walk a course now that I've been to a bunch, I'm really just refreshing my memory, kind of trying to see what the rough looks like, how the course is playing, you know, go back through. I've I keep all my old yardage books, so I've got all the pins and all the leaves. And the PGA Tour goes to similar pins almost all the time. You'll at least see three very similar pins from the year before, usually all four. So there's a lot of that involved. And then, you know, it's developed that Ricky used to play 18 Tuesday, Pro-Am Wednesday, and go from there. Now a lot of times it's 9 Tuesday, Pro-Am Wednesday, or maybe just show up and practice Tuesday if he feels comfortable with the golf course, and the Pro-Am's our practice round.
Yep.
And when we're in the practice round, we talk a lot about what we're going to do off the tee, and we make sure that all those decisions are made before the week starts. Hmm. That's one of our big things is, hey, we're going to hit it to here, and hey, if the wind switches, we'll play it this way, or we're going to play it this way, and there's really – we know how we're going to play every hole unless something really odd happens or they move a tee up or something like that. But usually we've gone over that too. And if I see something different on a tournament day that find out a tee's up or it's a pin we haven't played, we'll talk about that before. Just kind of make sure we're not trying to make too many decisions out there. There are some holes like 17 at Phoenix that's always going to be a decision between driver and three wood depending on how it's playing.
Yep.
You know, so there's some things there, but for the most part, we know, hey, this hole is a two iron or a three wood hole. This hole is a driver hole, you know, that kind of thing. And so then we're not getting into those discussions too much out there.
Do you ever, Joe, do you ever run into the, you know, maybe Ricky's either, maybe slightly off that day. How hard is it to stay to the plan?
You know, he's gotten really good about it. I think when you're younger, you know, you kind of push it a little bit more and you're always pushing it close to bunkers when you're laying up and you're always kind of trying to force driver down there. He's gotten very good about his strategy has become, hey, I'm going to get in the fairway as much as possible. So if there's a hole that tightens up with driver and he feels good about just getting three wood in the fairway four times, he'll hit the three wood and take the seven iron in instead of trying to force it up there to the wedge. And he's pretty good about sticking to the plan, staying there. Now, there's situations, you know, if you're three back going in the back nine and there's a couple holes that maybe you could push it up there with driver, then you've got to kind of go take those shots. But for the most part, he sticks to the plan for all 72 holes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think his game's matured. I think, too, one thing you touched on in the beginning was just how you guys went from 32 events a year, which is a ton, down to 22, mm-hmm. 25. Or what? Talk about how big of a deal, and I've talked to Woodland quite a bit about this at length, about mm-hmm. being able to mandate and manage your schedule and pick and choose when you're going to have time off and kind of when you're going to play, et cetera.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about being a high-ranked player. You know, if you're a top 50 in the world player, then you can decide your schedule, you know, when the schedule comes out if you want. Now, I know some guys kind of go how they feel. We sit down, his agent, myself, and Ricky all sit down every year when the schedule comes out and kind of go over it. I kind of come up with a plan of what I think he's going to want to do and like two or three options. And then he goes, yeah, I like this, I'd like to change this. And we pretty much know within one or two tournaments what we're playing when the schedule comes out. So unless something weird happens. But for the most part, I pretty much know every week I'm working. Maybe there's a couple maybes in the summer right now. But other than that, I know when I'm working through the playoffs. So, which is really nice. You can plan, you know, for a guy like him with all the off the course responsibilities he has. That's a big deal for him and for his agent so that they can plan the shoots, plan all those things, still get his rest, still get his time to get ready, and feel like he's fresh and ready to go.
Wow, that's awesome. That's cool. Yeah, you know what, Wardo, you're playing so much golf now, you're going to need someone like Joe. You know, maybe to head
managing that member guest schedule.
Well, this is Joe. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'll go ahead to the Turks and the Caicos a few days ahead of him. You know, or maybe head over to the Waste Management and pop by the, you know, the Princess and make sure everything's set up for him. Right, the bottle service is ready to go. Right? I why can't I be your life caddy?
You can.
Wardo?
You are. You
right?
are Sully. You are Sully.
All right, hey, listen, we're having a great time with Joe Scavron. He's Ricky Fowler's caddy. As great as Ricky is, you know what? I think I like Joe even better, Wardo. Can I say this?
So
you know what?
I.
Because on this program, Joe, it's important to know, I represent the double-digit handicap golfers who were former caddies, okay? So you and I are a little bit more like soulmates, you know? He's the fancy. You got it? You
except
know?
Joe was never a double-digit ever.
Hey,
maybe
listen,
when he was five.
There you go, making
I'm working
me,
my way there.
There you go, making me feel bad again. All right, hey, listen, we're having a great time. Come join us. We're listening to 94.5. This is the Golf Underground.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Get a fixed rate in the low threes. No out-of-pocket closing costs, 100% financing, and no payments for 2 months from A1 Mortgage. Call 816-822-8888.
Kansas City's home for the worldwide leader, ESPN Kansas City, The Dan Le Batard Show, The Jim Rome Show, and Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM and 94.5 FM.
Hi, this is Kevin Ward, co-host of Golf Underground. Swing Fit is a goal-focused program that includes new wave training techniques in order to perform better in the gym and on the golf course. This program was founded on bringing tools that were previously only accessible to our players to the amateur golfer. That said, our mission here at Swing Fit is to get you more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the lesson tee. You'll be exposed to a series of movement patterns, including swing speed, flexibility, and mobility. For those that are looking to buy into the fitness component of golf, as well as hit the ball further, this is the program for you. If you'd like more information about the program, please visit thegolfstable.com.
Make this Valentine's Day the best ever with a gift from Shane Company. Hi, I'm Tom Shane.
And I'm Donna. I love showing our customers all the exclusive designs we've created with diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. It's what we're known for. Like our new pendant with 12 diamonds arranged in the shape of a heart. The unique shared prong setting for the diamonds allows more of each diamond to show and sparkle. This gorgeous gift is $1,465, or give her the matching diamond heart-shaped earrings for $1,980. We have the largest selection of hoop earrings, three-stone rings, necklaces, and bracelets with diamonds, rubies, and sapphires.
At Shane Company, you get the highest quality and the best value. Whether you spend a few $100s or thousands, you'll find something beautiful for her.
When she opens her gift from you, she'll light up.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Want authentic Neapolitan-style pizza? Try Il Azzarone, featuring the freshest and most pure ingredients. Il Azzarone pizza dough is some of the rarest and most traditional in the world. They do pizza the old way. They make it fresh, right in front of you. So come check out their margarita and marina pizza. How about pepperoni with honey or their famous crepa? Don't forget about the appetizer, salads, and more. Two great locations, 1628 Frederick in St. Joe or 412 Delaware Street in KC. Il Azzarone Pizzeria. They're serious about their pizza.
This Valentine's Day, thrill your special someone with a gift from Russell Stover Chocolates. They specialize in fresh strawberries, hand-dipped in luscious chocolate, and packaged in beautiful red heart boxes. Russell Stover chocolate-covered strawberries are the most romantic Valentine's Day gift you can give. Russell Stover has four easy-to-find locations: Merriam, Fairway, KCK, and Harrisonville. They'll have extended hours today through Valentine's Day, so stop by. She'll be so glad you did.
Is this your jam, Sully?
This is it. You know, I think this song has been in like 14 Disney movies. It's like the perfect uplifting for, you know, a gloomy Monday. You know, this song's perking me up a little.
Absolutely. It's pretty warm, you know, out there. And balmy 30.
Yeah, balmy 30. Why wouldn't you be excited? Because you're listening to the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio. It's great to have you. We've got Joe Skovran, a heck of a fella. He's a caddy, a teammate with Ricky Fowler. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Midwest Simulators. If you've got a game like me and it needs to become a game like Joe's and Wordo's, please head over, first of all, the Golf Stable. That's your joint,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he made a great setup for me. So
yeah, I mean your place is beautiful over there, and it's the video and, you know, the real life feedback you get, I think it makes a difference. So remember, Midwest Golf Simulators. Okay, so Joe, first of all, I think it's important that you know that we had Mike Commodore on the radio a couple weeks ago, and is it true that he tackled you and stole the bag at the British Open, or the Open, and he caddied in the practice round because he dominated you?
So, I actually texted him right before I got on. I said, hey, I've got to try to follow you on here. I got no chance. So we had he was over on a trip with a bunch of his buddies, hockey buddies that they go on every year, and they were over playing golf in Spain and Scotland, all over the place. And he said something about wanting to come to the British Open. So he ended up bunking with all my caddy buddies and I, and he provided the entertainment for the week and had a great time, and we had him come out there. He didn't actually carry the bag, but he walked along inside the rope. He might have carried it for 9 holes. Did he say he carried it for 9 holes? He might have.
I think he lied. He was probably so drunk.
He embellished a little bit there.
I might be wrong on that. He might have caddied for 9 holes. I think he might have. And he definitely walked inside the ropes. Ricky was unbelievable. He's met him a couple times. He really likes Tommy. I mean, who doesn't? And so Ricky let him walk around in there with the inside the ropes pass. And and I think he did carry the bag for 9 holes.
That's funny because he told us that he played 17 and 18. Ricky let him actually hit the ball. I mean, he really embellished that story.
He called himself the caddy consultant for the week.
He did.
Did the whole thing and came out every day with his headphones on, watching the golf, walking around by himself.
Amazing.
And I think he had a great time.
I think Ricky even threw him a bone and posted on Instagram a little N1 t-shirt driving a G-Wagon down the road. So
He did.
So that's awesome. Well, listen, take us back 2 weeks ago. You had a big tournament, right? Here we go with the waste management. How cool is that? Ricky took it home, right? You had your buddy Gary won it last year, and now you got Ricky. What's that like?
So for us, this one was special. I know it was special for him, and it was really special for me. One, I've lived here for 4 years now, so I loved this event before that, but I like it even more now. Stay in my own bed, tons of friends here, and I have family that comes out and friends that come out. I mean, everybody likes to come out to this event, right? So, and then Ricky had his whole family out there. He had never won in front of his dad in person. He'd never won in front of his grandpa in person. So,
cool.
That was really cool. My parents had never seen him win in person. They only come to one or two tournaments a year. So that was cool for them as well. And then just the way we've not managed to win this golf tournament over the years, I mean, from 2010 to 2016 to having the 54-hole lead last year and just all the stuff that's gone down. And then for Sunday, for what happened between the 10th and 13th holes, I guess, just what went on in that time frame, and for him to get it together, come back and hit the shots that he did on 15 and 17, I mean,
just a roller coaster.
A really special win, and I think it could be the most important win of his career and could really help him take it to that next level.
Yeah, I think for those that were watching, I think one thing that came up was number 11 in the drop. Talk us through the rule change. I mean, we talked to Lumpy about this last week a little bit, but talk us through the rule change and how that kind of affected, and if you think that rule needs to be changed, because clearly, he definitely got screwed over a little bit.
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I had all the paperwork and went through it on the way to Torrey Pines, so I was up on the rules, and then we had another rules meeting in Phoenix, and then this, the alignment one has been really interesting, so I was asking a bunch of questions about that one, and I honestly thought the way that I had read what was going on with this rule, I told Rick, I said, I don't think it's going to be a penalty when Slugger comes over here. Because we were nowhere near the ball, and the way that I had read it is, if you don't make the ball move, you don't do anything that's causing the ball to move, then it's not a penalty. But for whatever reason, Slugger asked us if it had come to rest, and we said, "Yeah." I mean, I was over 5 yards away from it, and Ricky was all the way up on the green, and then all of a sudden, we heard the crowd. I wasn't even looking at the ball; I was over with the umbrella and the towels and all that stuff because it started raining, and all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, it's a penalty. And then there was a lot of confusion as to what we made because, it's a one-shot penalty. And I said, well, is it like he hit it in the water again, or is it just adding one on? So I sat at the back of the green when we were done with Slugger and said, hey, we just need to figure out what we made so we know where we're at in this tournament, if it's 7 or if it's 8 or whatever it is. And then we went back through it. He got on the radio and determined it was a 7. Hit the ball 5 times and 2 penalty shots. There you go.
That's crazy. Well, in my opinion, that they need to change that rule because it's just, whatever. They'll get it at some point. But clearly, what Tim Herron was saying is that the ball would have rolled if he would have dropped from the normal drop height.
Right.
And last year, years before, that ball would have at least maybe bound back in the water. So, anyhow.
Well, it did. He did drop twice and then place it. And then it's crazy. Still moved. So he dropped twice because I was over on the line of the water waiting for it to cross so the ball wouldn't roll into the water to give it back to him twice. He placed it, And then didn't move. He gets up to the green, and all of a sudden it moves.
Boy, I didn't realize that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
That's unbelievable. Situation. But, Joe, I think you're right, though. With for him to get an 8 or 7 and then pull it together and mm-hmm. complete that tournament's enormous. Do you think if this was 10 years ago, do you think that this would have affected him greater?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely possible, but he's always been very good about managing his emotions when things go wrong. But I would think that all the experiences he had really helped him out this time around, you know, close calls and the wins that he has had. And, you know, if he hadn't won before, maybe it's a little tougher to get that together.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure it's a little bit everything. I don't know if he would have won or not, yeah. his, you know, rookie or second year with that. But I would think that he's way better equipped to deal with it now than he was then, just as anybody would be, you know, after 10 years out there and playing as well as he's playing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So a couple years back, he had three seconds in majors, I think it was. And so, I mean, this year, this has got to just catapult him forward to say, okay, this is his year, this is or the next several years are his years. But, I mean, what are you thinking coming into the major season, and which one do you like your odds best? I know you like your odds on all of them, but
yeah,
kind of what do you
see?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the major thing comes up a ton with him because he's come so close. And the thing that I always say, and I talk to him about, is let's just get wins on the board, because everyone acts like he's won 15 or 20 times and he's so due to win a major because he plays so well in majors
yeah.
and put himself up there so many times. But that was, you know, his fifth win on the PGA Tour, his ninth professional win. He's not on 15 or 20 like some of the guys that get labeled the best player to not win a major. So I think winning breeds winning. But with that, he's made the majors a focus, and he's made that known in the media, you know, to all of us. The majors are the most important thing to him, and that's what he wants. And I think between this and last year, the way he performed at Augusta down the stretch, you know, he didn't lose that golf tournament. Patrick Reed won it. And, you know, I was really proud of him and how he handled that down the stretch and the shots he hit coming in and how well he played that back nine. It just didn't work out. You know, it's hard because there's four of them and there's so many good players that's their focus is to win majors. So,
yeah. Well, I think
I believe he's going to win majors, and I believe it's going to happen. And I believe he's got a great shot at winning them this year. And like you said, his game suits any major.
Yeah.
He plays well in British Opens. He plays well at Augusta. You know, he's had a 54-hole lead at Bethpage in a playoff event. We're playing there. He's had some experience at Pebble. I feel like Pebble will fit him. So I like his chances in all of them, but I would always lean towards Augusta or the British Open as his two best ones.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one thing that I've talked to Woodland quite a bit at length about, is just he's excited for his own game where – he's just giving himself opportunities or chances to win golf tournaments. And, you know, he got clipped.
Mm-hmm.
He got clipped in Hawaii this year. And I just think that the more these guys can focus on giving themselves chances to win, because everyone's so good, everyone goes so low, and guys can come from 3 to 8 back and win golf tournaments, that I think if you just focus on the process and, you know, trying to give yourself a chance, you're gonna win. But again, it's a pretty hard tour to win on. And
yeah.
so I think people.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you're saying.
Tiger kind of spoiled everybody by when he's won, you know, dozens upon dozens of times, and it's just, you know, it's not reality.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the longer I'm out here, the more I appreciate everything Tiger did. I mean, he might be the most underrated player ever. That's how good he did. I mean, if you think about his conversion rate, it's just mind-boggling.
I think the cuts made things the most impressive thing for me.
That's unreal as well.
Yeah.
I mean, so
hey, does he see Tiger much down at Jupiter?
He does see him a little bit. They played a little bit of golf before they both went out to Torrey Pines that week before. So they see each other a bit. You know, they'll play out at Medalist a little bit. And he's got a good relationship with Tiger. And, you know, I think those relationships have gotten closer for a lot of the guys the last few years now that Tiger's been a vice captain and played on that last Ryder Cup team and some things like that. These guys have gotten to be around him a lot more now that he's been back around.
Yeah, yeah. All right, hey, so we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm curious. Again, I was joking a little bit about the caddy stuff, but, you know, that's all I did growing up through high school and college, and, you know, so I love it. But I'm always curious. You know, I'd get in the big tournaments, like for instance the NCAA female champion. I used to caddy for, and I used to read her putts. But boy, sometimes I'd have off days, and I'm like, I'm afraid to even let her know I'm here after I screwed those last two up, right? And I'm always curious on tour is when do you know you're having a bad day too as a caddy? Because those aren't things that most viewers think of, right? No. But I want to kind of get in your mind a little bit on that and maybe help me get over some of the long-term damage that I have as a result of some bad rounds that I created. All right. All right, we're having a great time. Joe Scovern, he's Ricky Fowler's caddy, a great team, and certainly congratulations for their win at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Hell of a job. There's going to be a lot more coming this year. We're having a wonderful time on the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM.
Join thousands of college basketball fans at Kansas City's Big 12 Run on Saturday, March 16th at 8 a.m. Runners are encouraged to wear their school colors and can pick from 5K and 12K distance options, as well as a 1 mile race. You can also challenge yourself by doing a combo of the 1 mile race plus the 5K or 12K. Register today at Big12Run.com to get our great participant perks, which include a free Big 12 themed shirt, a cool finisher's medal, and a celebratory beer after the race. Celebrate college basketball at Kansas City's Big 12 Run on March 16th. Union Broadcasting is a proud sponsor of Kansas City's Big 12 Run.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Everyone is asking how A1 Mortgage can get you a low fixed rate in the threes, no out-of-pocket closing cost, and your loan closed in as little as 10 days. The answer is simple. The A1 Mortgage Rapid Loan Program. We lend our own money, and the whole process is done right here in our local office. What does this mean for you? Low fixed rates in the threes, faster closing, saving you hundreds each month and thousands every year. Call about the A1 Mortgage Rapid Loan Program now, 816-822-8888. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, A1 Mortgage will have your loan approved in an hour and closed in as little as 10 days. That's 816-822-8888, 822-8888. Or apply online at myA1Mortgage.com.
A1 Mortgage, making your dreams a reality is what we do.
A1 Mortgage Group, LLC, a Kansas licensed mortgage company. License number MC000-1649, Missouri license number 16-1556, NMLS number 268370. Terms and conditions apply, subject to change without notice.
ETFs seem to be taking over the investment world.
ETFs threaten the establishment.
I think that's part of the beauty of an ETF.
I'm an enthusiast about growing the ETF market, about ETFs being a better way to invest and build portfolios.
Hi, I'm Nate Geraci, host of ETF Prime. Tune in right here every Tuesday at 3 p.m. as we visit with ETF experts from all across the country. We'll help you better understand everything you need to know about exchange-traded funds and the financial markets. Learn more at etfprime.com.
A new year means new resolutions, and I've got a good one you should be working on twice every day. It's your oral health, and with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. The guiding features are like a built-in support system for better brushing. Like the sensitive sonic vibrations, it's good for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. Some people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive. It also features a 2-minute built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and to help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, or they don't brush their teeth evenly. That's why I love Quip, and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/live right now, you can get your first refill pack free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/live. That's getquip.com/live.
Make this Valentine's the most memorable yet by celebrating with your special someone at the Elms Hotel & Spa. The Elms Hotel & Spa has a variety of special Valentine's dinner and overnight stay packages available for you to choose from. Enjoy a five-course dinner for two and 88 at the Elms. Cheers to a wonderful night with a glass of champagne upon arrival. Turn down service with roses and chocolates or live music in the tavern. Call 1-816-630-5500 or go to elmshotelandspa.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ESPN Radio here on 94.5 on the FM dial, 1510 AM. And we're having a great interview with Joe Skovran. And listen, by the way, this segment is brought to you by Star Drywall and Insulation. You know what Star Drywall and Insulation is?
It's Brian Bamesberger's company.
It's Brian Bamesberger's company. He's a great sponsor of this program. And, you know, if the weather is bad outside, which it is now, you got to call starcompanieskc.com and let Brian and his team come on over. They'll save you a boatload of money. If you put that insulation in there, your heating bills will be less. Isn't that what they say?
Yep.
All right. Now, hey, Joe, I got an apology to make. All right. How's your audio? You got the audio going there?
I got it going.
All right. So Joe, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I got you. All right, so Joe, so every year, I mentioned this, Brian Bamesberger, the Star Drywall, he's a great friend of ours, and he's got a house right there in Scottsdale. And
Los Gatos.
Los Gatos. And the reality is, last year, Ricky, and the previous
several years.
The past several years was staying right behind the house. Now, we would have about 15 fellas out there, and we tried to be quiet because we knew Ricky was in the lead. And I'm seeing, this year we didn't go. And so here's what we knew. We stayed up too late, and I think we somehow affected Ricky the previous 2 years, and now he won it when we weren't there. Do you think there's a direct correlation?
Sounds like there is.
Looks like you're never going back, Sully.
Yeah, sounds like there is. He actually switched houses this year, too.
Yeah, didn't he?
Not him and Justin Thomas stayed in Jeff Quinney's house.
Yeah, that's
they rented that from him.
That's what I heard. I heard he stayed at Quinney's. So looks like Quinney's got he's got a rent check coming in for many years to come because of that.
That was
funny. He texted me all week saying that it was the bed because they were both in, you know, right there near the lead, and he was trying to take all the credit for it. So
amazing.
All right, hey, before the break, Joe, we were talking about the role that the caddy plays, and you know, it, like you said earlier, some are involved more than others, right? Some are reading every putt and involved in every club. So when do you know you're having a good day and a bad day, and or does it really matter?
Yeah, I think, I mean, as far as good day, bad day, yeah, you have days where you're just right on every time they're in between a club. You just have a feel for it, and you give them the right one, and then you have days where, you know, you might be a little off, and when you thought it was a 7, you know, it could have been the 8, and, you know, something around that. But more than anything, probably like you were mentioning with reading greens.
Yeah.
And I think that depends on, you know, just you see certain green surfaces better than others, just like players do. So there's some weeks where I can see the greens really well, and there's other weeks where I struggle a little bit. The good thing is we have the green books. Ricky reads most of his putts on his own. He'll call me in here or there. Yep. I'll be a little confused, or he'll look at the green book. But I'm not involved in every read. It's, you know, here and there when he's a little bit confused.
Right, yeah. And so it worked. Hey, one selfish question before we go over to Wardo here. What is it like on that 16th at the Waste Management when it's going crazy?
It's awesome. It's so cool. I love that hole. Ricky loves that hole. I think it's so much fun that golf has something like that. If it was every week, it might be a little much sometimes, but getting to do that once a year and getting to be a part of that event, it's so much fun. It's electric in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's just, if you've never been, you got to go. Listeners out there, it's a lot of fun. And 17's now becoming almost a party hole, or they got that thing built up. Pretty soon, the whole thing, 16, 17, 18, will be all enclosed. Give it 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, they would have no problem selling those boxes, that's for sure.
Yep. No. So, Scovy, walk a little bit inside kind of more of the technical side of what Ricky's working on. I know that he's kind of switched over to Butch Harmon's son a little bit here, and kind of talk about what he's working on golf swing-wise, and then also a little bit about what he does from, like, a training regimen, and even what you're doing from a training regimen. I mean, you're pretty jacked.
I don't know about that, but as far as the golf swing goes, yeah, I mean, Butch – you know, got got to give Butch a ton of credit for, you know, changing kind of the trajectory of Ricky's career. He had kind of a down year there in 13, started working with him a little bit at the British Open, and then kind of full-time the end of that year. And then the next year, it was the year he had top fives in all four majors. And it's kind of been the, you know, the same thing. He's always trying to do the same thing that started with the takeaway. He's always trying to get a little more width and his hands a little higher, not get so around him, not get the club so laid off, so that he doesn't have that club behind him on the way down, and then also to save his body a little bit. So they've worked a lot on that. And then even going into Claude, it's very similar, you know, a little different way of doing it, a little different way of communication. You know, Claude's pretty savvy with all the technology, and Butch is a little bit more old school. Butch has got that, you know, I think it's a lost art what Butch has. He can hear the sound and watch a couple shots and fix one thing that fixes your whole golf swing. And I think that's a unique talent that not a lot of guys have anymore. But Claude's very good as well. He's very excited. You know, he's obviously got some other really good players and DJ and Brooks, and so they're doing that. And then, you know, Ricky gets worked on quite a bit. He works with Troy Van Beezen, that works with a lot of the players out there on their bodies, you know, working on them before and after every round and getting them ready to go and keeping them away from being hurt. And then he's got another guy at home, Craig Knight, that'll get in the gym with him a little bit at home. Ricky's not, you know, he's not going to get in there and push around a bunch of weight and pay a bunch of attention to that. He doesn't think that that, you know, is really that valuable in playing great golf. He's just trying to kind of stay injury-free and keep his body moving correctly is what he focuses on more than anything.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's kind of the key. And, you know, for all the golfers out there that are listening, I think that people don't understand how much time these guys are spending on their body in terms of mobility, prep before the round, prep after the round, and just basically taking care of their number one asset, which is their body. And so, you know, I encourage all of you out there that work on your body, get a program, get some mobility, get a little bit of strength going, because if you're hurt, you're going to be sitting at home with your wife after you retire saying,
"Hey, Turtle's listening right now."
Yeah, she's trying to get me hurt so I can't play anymore. So what exactly are you working on? I mean, let's talk about your game a little bit. I mean, I saw you in Scottsdale. We worked on your swing a little bit probably a year and a half ago now. And what are you working on in your game? How much are you playing? Are you having fun with it, or are you just getting away when you're not caddying?
Yeah, I've learned to enjoy it now that I've moved here and started playing at Wisparock. It's such a cool place. So many cool guys. I have so much fun playing games with the guys I play with. I've progressively gotten worse. As soon as I wasn't practicing every day, you saw it. It gets a little ugly now and then, so I never know what I'm going to have. I'll have my moments where I look like I can play again, and then I'll have my moments where I look like I can't break 80. So I've learned to embrace it, not worry about it too much. It still gets frustrating now and then because you know how you used to play, but I just try to enjoy it, you know, take my shots where I get them and try to birdie my stroke holes and see if I can win some matches.
I love hearing that.
You gave me a nice little tip after you beat us in the member guest and got me hitting it pretty good for a while, and then I screwed it up within 3 months and wasn't hitting it any good anymore. So
it's because you stopped sending me your swings.
I know.
You got to keep sending them.
Send those back to you. You got to get me straightened out again. I struggled this last week.
Well, you got another
rough out there.
I'm guessing you struggled because of what you did to yourself on Sunday night. tell the listeners, what did you do Sunday night after the victory?
So it was so much fun because there were so many people here. You know, all my friends here, some other guys were in town, and then one of my best friends on tour, Sam Penfold, works for Cameron Smith. And he had three Kiwi buddies that rented the house across the street from me. And so then they stayed until Wednesday, and we played golf, went out, did the whole thing. So we had a little Super Bowl thing at a little bar called Goodwood that we hang out at. And then we all went over to our main bar, the Bevy, and had a pretty good time. And the celebration for me lasted until Wednesday. So
I love it.
I wasn't really right till about Friday.
Yeah. I caught you a little late on Sunday night, so you might have gotten a little foggy, but I was there for a minute.
Yeah, it was a little foggy at that point.
That's funny.
Hey, how long, Joe, how long do you think you'll do this?
You know, as long as he keeps me. I don't know how long it'll be. You know, I guess it'll kind of depend on the trajectory of his career, where he's at, what happens with me and family, how my body holds up. But I have no plans of going anywhere soon, and hopefully he keeps me around for a while longer and we can have a nice run here kind of in his prime years and see if we can have some fun, win some majors, win some golf tournaments, and see what he can do.
Yeah. Ricky just turned 30, right? 31?
Yeah, he just turned 30 in December.
I mean,
well, you look at Phil, right? I mean, look at him winning.
Yeah,
I know. You got years ahead of you.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. So I don't know if I can last out there as long as Bones and Fluff and all those guys did. We'll see. You never know.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully. You know, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, you think of the memories you're racking up now, though, right? I mean, no doubt you're enjoying it now, but you got to think you'll be sitting on your couch someday and you're going to say, wow, that was just unbelievably fun. Right. I mean, do you get
incredible.
A chance to enjoy it now? I mean, really take it in. I know you said you had fun after the tournament, but in a bigger picture way and say, hey, look how fun my life is. This is fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. I mean, sit here and look at my buddies and just go, how good is our life? I mean, you got to appreciate it. I mean, you can get caught up in the day to day, just like anybody at times on a Tuesday practice round. And, you know, it seems monotonous here and there. But I mean, the things I've gotten to do, the people I've gotten to meet, things I've gotten to see from carrying a golf bag, it's pretty amazing the life that I have based on, you know, when you really break it down, I carry a golf bag for a living. It's been pretty special.
Hey.
And the people I've gotten to meet and be around, a lot of special people.
I love it. Well, we're going to take it to break. But when we do come back, we're going to hear your favorite story on and or off the course, or maybe we might have time for both. But we do have to get in our emergency nine questions. So
all right, good. Hey, we're with Joe Skyver, Ricky Fowler's caddy. We're having a great time on the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM.
Get big savings during Menards' President's Day Sale. Valvoline Premium Conventional Motor Oil protects against all types of deposits at all temperatures to keep engines clean. It's specifically formulated to optimize the life of the engine. Right now, Valvoline Premium Conventional Motor Oil is just $3.29 a quart. Find this and other great deals through February 18th. Now, during Menards' President's Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
At Bob Hamilton Plumbing, Heating, AC, Router, and Electrical, it's February. That means you get free stuff from Bob Hamilton. Hey, buy a qualified AC unit and get a brand new furnace for free. Interest-free financing. Main trunk duct cleaning free. See why I call it February? So upgrade your furnace and AC today. How's that for peace of mind?
Bob Hamilton Plumbing, Heating, and AC. Call 888-4BOB. Remember 913.
At Bob Hamilton, it's Freebury for plumbing too. Spring rains are coming. Buy a backup sump pump and we'll replace your primary pump for free. Buy a 40-gallon water heater and we'll replace your whole home shutoff for free. And we'll upgrade to a 50-gallon water heater for free. See why I call it Freebury? How's that for peace of mind? Better call Bob.
Bob Hamilton Plumbing, Heating, and AC. Call
888-4BOB. Remember 913. Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
Join thousands of college basketball fans at Kansas City's Big 12 Run on Saturday, March 16th at 8 a.m. Runners are encouraged to wear their school colors and can pick from 5K and 12K distance options, as well as a 1 mile race. You can also challenge yourself by doing a combo of the 1 mile race plus the 5K or 12K. Register today at Big12Run.com to get our great participant perks, which include a free Big 12 themed shirt, a cool finisher's medal, and a celebratory beer after the race. Celebrate college basketball at Kansas City's Big 12 Run on March 16th. Union Broadcasting is a proud sponsor of Kansas City's Big 12. 12 run.
Elizabethtown, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Sully's dancing.
No, this was you, maybe. after you got on your Wheels Up jet, flew down there, right?
Yep.
You had your little Speedo bikini on, and you and Turtle. You were doing the Turtle dance, right? What is the show me the Turtle dance.
Nah,
what's it look like?
A little short arms,
right?
A little shimmy, shimmy.
You know, don't move too much, though, right? Slow it down there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground on ESPN Radio. We're having a great time with Joe Skovran. He's Ricky Fowler's caddy. We're having a it's just fun. Hey, Joe, this is really fun. Honestly, thank you so much for joining us today. It's you made our day.
Thanks for having me.
You made our day. All right, now listen, we like to have a little fun here. All right, and we want to. I'm not gonna say catch you off guard, but we want to see how quick you can think when we fire a few questions at you. But you don't overthink these things, okay? You okay with this? This is the E9, is what we call this. So, and it's brought to you.
I'm
brought
not usually to you. Very good at this.
The E9 after a beverage.
Yeah. You know what? It's by the way, you're gonna do way better than Tim Heron Lumpy did last week, because I think we were all a little hungover. So the E9 turned into like an E12.
Nice.
All right, here we go. All right, we're going to start right here. The best ball striker on tour other than Ricky?
I'm going to go two guys, Justin Rose, Bubba Watson.
All right. Ooh, that's good, huh? All right, I agree with that. Favorite week to caddy and why?
Augusta, because it's just amazing. Every time I get there, just so glad to be there.
All right, place the caddies get treated the best?
Charlotte, Augusta, and now Phoenix. Phoenix has really stepped it up and made it unreal.
I heard that the Thunderbirds are really working hard on that.
Nice.
They've done a great job. The tournament staff, Thunderbirds, have done a fantastic job.
By the way, did you meet Kevin Kopp out there?
I did not.
He's a Thunderbird. Long hair.
Yeah.
Salt
I know
pepper.
Who he is. I think I've met him before, but I didn't see him last week.
Yeah. He's a
maniac. But I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He's fun. In fact, he was my my best friend in college. His first boss at Ernest and Julio Gallo Wines. Small world there. A little pro tip for you. All right. best friend on tour that is not a caddy, and you can't say Ricky.
I think there'd probably be a few guys. I feel like I've gotten pretty close with Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, Mark Leishman. I was in Brendan Steele's wedding, so I would say those would be the players that there's probably a few others I'm forgetting.
All right. Now, next question. I don't want you to feel like you're cheating here, but the player you'd want to work for if it wasn't Ricky.
Well, I only want to work for Rick. But
right.
If I wasn't working for Rick, if Rick fired me, Justin Thomas.
Yeah, nice. All right, the longest guy on tour right now.
I haven't seen it in person yet, but every long hitter told me they can't keep it up with Cameron Champ, so it's got to be Cameron Champ.
I've heard that.
All right, yes. Does he have muscles like Brooks or DJ?
He's pretty well built.
Is he? So if you had Brooks, who would you pick, Brooks or DJ in a ring? Who's winning that UFC fight?
I'm going to take Brooks.
All right. All right. Final question.
Have you seen his arms?
Are you kidding me? I can't keep my eyes off them.
Amazing.
All right. And final thing. What caddy needs to come on this show? Because you kind of set the standard for caddies. Joe LaCava from Waterbury, from Southbury, Connecticut.
Wow.
I grew up in Waterbury, Connecticut. Joe LaCava is a member at the Country Club of Waterbury where I caddied.
Wow.
See that? We let it right there. Joey Southbury, wow. Waterbury, Brass City, LaCava, a good Italian.
Looks like Skovran's going to help us get him.
I'll do my best. I'll tell you what. His
I like it. Well, listen, hey, again, Joe, this has been unbelievable, and I hope you become a friend of the show. Would you join us after Ricky's second major he wins this year?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
I love it.
Maybe we're not. Maybe we'll go for the first one.
Yeah,
too.
Let's go for the first major. And we're going to, you know what? He's going to be our resident guest participant.
Yeah, the caddy tipper.
Yeah. Yeah. He's coming on.
Love
yeah.
It.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. All right. So, hey, we hope you had a good Wardo. You did it again. You got another fantastic guest, buddy.
I was pretty fired up for this one. A lot of prep. Yeah. A lot of prep yeah. went into this
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Well, he was well worth it. So
I didn't think you were this professional.
All right. Well, listen. Thanks for joining us on the Golf Underground.
Send me some videos.
All right. Join us next week, 3 p.m. on ESPN Radio.